man, I was sitting over there just thinking something that my grandfather would whisper in my ear and say to me. And I was, at the time, Brother Moore was singing. You know, I know when you go to war, you go to battle. And just listening to him sing, I remember my grandfather whispering in my ear when I would sit next to him in the pulpit, he would say, "Here comes the heavy artillery." And what he meant by that is, you know, when you go to war, you need some heavy artillery. And when you go to battle, and man, I was just sitting there just enjoying the Lord. I enjoy people worshiping the Lord. And as I was sitting there, the only thing I can think of at the time was, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because when you worship like that, and when you praise God like that, if anybody mad, you know what kind of spirit you have in you. Amen. That's like we had a board meeting yesterday. Folks want to know who's on the negative committee. Well, it's not hard to figure out who's on the negative committee. All you got to do is listen to them talk. You'll know who's on the negative committee. You're talking to a spokesperson. When you hear them speaking negative, that's a spokesperson on the negative committee. Amen. But we don't want to be on the negative committee. Amen. We want to be on the positive committee. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Amen. Today we have a speaker, Minister Katina Arnold, who's going to come and going to bless her with the word from the Lord. And also today is the day that we set aside, I believe, one day in the year that we, well, actually our annual get-together that we have in the summer. But this is a time that we set aside in fellowship together here at the church. So we have food prepared in the back. And while it's on my mind, people don't realize you don't have to be getting up in age to forget. You can just be human and forget. Folks be like, "You ain't that old. Why are you forgetting stuff?" Well, that's because I'm human, and that's why I'm forgetting stuff. Start doing something, and then you'll forget, too. But let me do this while it's on my mind and pray for the food that's in the back while it's on my mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the food that you have richly stored upon us. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, for the fellowship and for the gathering. We pray, Lord, for the people who have prepared the food, Father God, and we pray for Thanksgiving, Lord. We come with Thanksgiving on our heart, Lord, thanking you for the food that you have richly stored upon us. We ask that it nourish our bodies and fill us up, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all know when folks get their appetite, when they sit down, they ready to eat. They ain't got time for you to be trying to say a prayer and go through a sermon. They ready to eat. So when you get back there, you can get yourself ready. Amen. Minister Katina, please come and bring us a word on today.
I surely could have just flown away. All these waves of glory that just keep hitting and just keep hitting and hitting and hitting. Whew. And the Lord just keeps speaking and speaking. I'm just like, "Ooh, Jesus." But the word today, giving honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I'm going to be coming from Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 25. It says, and it reads, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press. When she had heard Jesus came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be healed, and be whole of thy plague. Healed in the press, and an issue too long. Sometimes we stay in issues too long because we believe the lies of the enemy. We believe what he told us since we were little, and some as we got older. We walk around and dress it like we was born with it, but that's not God, what God said. We are waking up day after day, dressing these things like it's life or death, that you can't live with it and you can't live without it. Even so, that our thought pattern is tainted. The woman with the issue of blood did so these things to change the issue. Issues, a series of changes, a chain reaction in our lives that keeps us pushing us into certain different directions. Direction that we should be going, we're not. The push is everywhere else but on God. Proverbs 4:28 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We have to guard the heart. Press, Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The first thing that the woman with the issue of blood did was she heard that he was coming. So first thing that we have to do is do what Romans 12 and 2 says. And be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. See, once you're thinking, then you can prove something. What's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brother, whosoever, think on these good things. That's renewing and changing your mind. The second thing she did was press. Press. See, when we go into prayer, people think, oh, it's just, oh, I'm going to do a little prayer here, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to come out of prayer. Yeah, I just prayed. Did you really? And you out of prayer already? Because when I go in there, I got to humble myself. I got to get ugly. I got to come off. I got to take all this off and get before the Lord. See, the fourth thing is the truth. Because, see, we can't come to God any kind of way. So first, we got to be truthful to self. We got to humble ourselves and get right prostrate, prayer posture, lay before God. Yeah, prayer, talking unto God. You talking, he talking back. That ain't meaning you talking and telling God everything. Oh, I need this. Can you do this? Can we go here? No. Talking unto God, meaning now you be quiet and listen to what God has to say. Unto your house, unto somebody else, or things that you just need to fix. So she pressed. Mark 3 and 10, for he had healed many in so much that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many had plagues. See, back in those days, they followed Jesus. They followed him everywhere he went. And not, mind you, you had Jesus sitting with you all. That make me want to run already. He hadn't even died and went away. Give me the Holy Ghost. So the people, wherever he went, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Wasn't even going away. And you got people today, they just like, well, you know, how you wake up this morning? Well, you know, I just got up on my own and I'm just, really? Did you say thank you, Jesus? How did you wake up? Because I can't get up out the bed. Who all know me? I'm in the bed praying. I'm out of the bed praying. Wherever I am, I'm praying. But just to get up out the bed and just like, oh, well, I woke up. Start my day. I'm scared of that. I'm so afraid of that. Because that means you ain't got no prayer life. Only time you got prayer is, well, you know, something happening. I got to go to the hospital. Now you won't know how to pray. Nah, don't work like that. Prayer continuously. The second thing, the third thing that she did was touch. And mind you, people don't want to pray. They don't want touch. In her sense, yeah, she had the Father with her, and she could literally touch. But now, what does our touch mean? To come and touch in agreement. I know she got a problem. Then a lot of people don't want, they think because, I don't want nobody to pray. I don't want to tell my business. They going to go back and say, God is an all-knowing God. And a true woman, true man of God, already know your business. Already know your business. They ain't got to be like, what you want me to pray for? Because today, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, could you cut it off? Could you cut this off right? God already know your business. So, what we need to do is get out of ourselves and say, okay, God, like Mr. Brennan said today, come on, dead at the altar. Let's be real. Me, you, and God, and let's touch and agree. See, when we touch in agreement, that cannot be broken because we're on the same one accord. So whatever we go up and pray about, I ain't just going to be praying now. Because I want my prayers to go from here. That's why I be like, is you sure you want me to pray? Because I ain't got time. And then, too, sometimes you touch and agree in and you like, man, it looked like it ain't got worse. Lord, do you see this? You said if we touch and come in agreement, then when we pray, it changes things. It changes the course of things. So when I ask people, well, do you? Because that don't mean I just pray right with you. You know, I take it on with me, and I continue to pray. I continue to, well, you know, it is what God says it is. See, we got to change our stinking thinking, because that's what it is. Because if we ain't doing what God said, if it ain't lining up with the word, lean not to your own understanding. Your ways are not my ways. I give you an expected end. That's enough to turn you around. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I wouldn't know my identity. I look good. That helps you to grow. But every time you come around, wait a minute, you say it's getting worse. I'm confused about this because the last time we prayed, did you change your mind? Did you? Because when we go to the throne, well, I'm just talking, let me just talk about me here because I don't know how people pray. Let me just talk about me here. What prayer should be. Now, if you didn't change your mind anywhere in between, then we need to come back in. Because that means we're not in agreement. Now you done something in between that has caused things to happen or to take place. So we must come together. Touch. Hallelujah. Touch. And get on one accord. Hallelujah. This is the way you defeat the enemy. A church that's divided, it can't stand. So if one the group over here doing something, then another group up, it ain't matching. We got to come together. Come in agreement. Come in alignment. Well, the pastor said this, okay. So the pastor said this is what we need to follow. Then we need to come in agreement, touch, and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, so that everything can go smooth. No, I ain't saying smooth because the enemy, yeah, he there. I can't stand him. Yeah, we got to learn how to praise, worship, and pray so we can unhook. We don't want to keep resuscitating, letting the devil resuscitate us. We shouldn't have to live like that because God has called us who we are. We king's kids. We king's. So we need to get in prayer, praise, worship. We need to hook up. Look, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Battering around. We're going to battle around. We ain't talking about this. I don't know. I might be getting a little deep for some. I ain't talking about going to no second heaven. I'm talking about shoo. We do have the power to do it. Shake it off. Because when I come in agreement with you, shoo. I come to shake the enemy out of his place because he has no right, no authority. When I call the name of the Most High, when I call Jesus, you got to flee. No ifs, and well, you know, you better get bold. You better get bold. Be bold and courageous. Because the enemy will. He'll try you. Get right up in your face. Be like, oh. Some things you know. Something, you know, God don't reveal some things, but other things he reveal. And you know how to better handle. You know how to better pray for those things when he show it to you. But the other things you don't know, you just continue to pray and seek God. Matthew 14:36. Touch his garment shall be made whole. And besought him that might only touch the hem of his garment, and may touch more. Can't even read my own writing. Many was touched, were made perfectly whole. The fourth thing was, she had to tell the truth. Telling the truth. Woo. Mark 5:33. But the woman. Can't read my own. I need some glasses. Y'all know that. Oh, Jesus, help me today. Yes. All the truth. You can't hold it back. Cause see, when you tell half the truth, you know, sometimes they mix the truth with the lie, you know, that's it. And then when you get through, you got to come back and tell that truth. You got to tell the truth, because you wonder why the enemy beat you up over here, because you done told half the truth. They told half the truth. So just go and be open with Jesus. Say, here I am. I'm nothing without you. Do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I withhold nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. I withhold nothing. Yes, I surrender it all unto you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, y'all saying, well, why she got this tied on her? You know, well, this is for another. I got to go into my role play here. You know, this for another sermon, see. When you know, when Jesus walking by, this is what he wore. Come on, her now. This is what he wore. It was highly anointed. So if I just much touch, every knot rip. Oh, Jesus. So if I just touch, y'all gonna make me run up here. If I just touch this, woo, I'm gonna be healed. My stinky thinking gonna go away. Glory. Woo. Y'all getting it? Get it, got it? Get it, got it. Got it, get it. Woo! I ain't just doing something just to be doing it. You know, a lot of people just doing, where the wave just catch on. Why you got your hair that color? Foolishness. Foolishness. Riding any wave. I don't want to ride any wind of doctrine. Because that means I don't know which way I'm going. And then it means that I don't know my identity. So y'all wonder, I got to get back in my role. Like, God, you funny. So, everybody see me waving these flags, right? If y'all pay attention, see, we got the blood of Jesus. This is why I wave it. I'm like, Lord, what this got to do with? Just take the flags up there. Okay, Lord. This, as the old folks used to say, hope you out. I'm going to hope you out. I'ma hope you out. So this the blood of Jesus. I'ma hope y'all out. Then that y'all know how the order of service. Why this praise and worship is going on. The blood of Jesus. Hey, honorable seer. The blood of Jesus. It has to be in the house. So y'all see the red flag in it. Y'all know. I'm hoping somebody out. Yeah. Ah, it's orange. Because it's got a lot to do with this. Because, see, if you can't get your mind together, Maybe you can visually see it. Jesus. Woo! This orange here. Shoo! Warfare. So when y'all see me wave this, something happened. Something happened in the atmosphere. So if you can't discern the atmosphere, just he say he sends signs and wonders. Help Jesus today. See, we got to be discerning. We can't just be walking, even though we getting gas and we getting, whoo, Jesus. We getting gas, we going grocery shopping. I tell the Lord, I ain't naturally got this. But when I go in a place, I say, Lord, let me see the atmosphere. That way I know what to do. Discern it. What you say? What? Even the people up it. Because you know the Lord will send you places. Be like, what? Why am I sitting? Lord, what you saying? So the orange. I just had to clean. Just had to clean it up. And then if you don't see me waving it up high, I got it down low. I'm stirring. The Holy Spirit is stirring. The Holy Spirit is stirring. So you might see my feet. Woo! Gotta stir it up. So I got your back. When y'all going to, because y'all won too. When y'all getting up here singing, when you getting up here preaching, I hold my post back there. I got you. I got you. Y'all think y'all just on the door. Y'all just ushering, you know. We all in here, but I'm all outside. I can't even explain it. Like I said, I'm trying to cut it off. Jeez, not, it's out. No, I just need you to be outside there watching. Sometimes he take me on down. Glory. So after I done swept the place clean and the blood of Jesus is in the house, we get a little freer. Whoo! We get a little freer, but not free enough. Because every time I come to church, I want to see, whoo, you couldn't see? Okay, you see now. You couldn't walk, you can walk now. That, I look for that, I expect that. Because God is who he is. I had some things going on at home before I got here. I can hardly walk myself. But I had to tell the enemy, you know what? It's going to be me and you. And I already know who going to win. Because the message is going forth. So you do whatever you need to do. And have whoever you want to have there. But I know who God ordained to be here. So after he come in and he sweep the place, then He brings in the green. Healing for your soul. Healing for your mind. Yay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say fail not to assemble. We grow strength from each other. Yeah, that is so true. We need to, look, where you at? How are you? Okay, you go to another church. Let me still pray for you. Because, see, that might be something you just doing. You in the wrong place and don't know your place. See, we do a lot of, is this where you fit? Is this, okay, I know this is where I fit. We do a whole lot of stuff in this church that you wouldn't see. You'd be like, oh, nah, I'm in the wrong place. It brings healing in the place. So if you can't discern, just look in the back. He gonna give you a clear vision. Clear, they talking about tunnel vision. Now you ain't gotta get no tunnel vision. You gonna get an open vision of what the atmosphere is at Rhema. Glory be to God in the highest. Woo! Woo! Jesus. Woo. Come on. Okay, Lord, let me get finished. I got to do this, right? Okay, I got to do this. Woo. Woo. Mm. Sometimes we have to move in the press when everything around us is standing still and it does not feel good. We got to move. That's how we get healed in the press from our issues of life that last too long. Hear, press, touch, truth. Hear God's word. Press into his anointing. Seeking his face. Touch, a point of contact, prayer. Truth. He is all-knowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I need to tell you this. When you begin to speak in tongues, do not remove the mic. Don't remove it. That's why I came up here to hear what you were saying so that I could interpret it. Because what you're speaking is right at the time that the worship goes out. And it might be saying, heal, 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 heal. Healing, 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 healing. Someone in here needs healing, healing, healing. Worship, just worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. We're about unplugging the life support. We don't want the enemy to keep resuscitating. Some things we don't want resuscitated. This is how you get released from your issues of life that keeps carrying over and over and over, or those things that reoccur around the same time. So that brings life. Doing worship. As the horn is playing, as the keyboard is playing. A lot of people, they won't raise their hands, they won't do nothing. But it's angels in here. They've came in and sang with us. Did you not know that? Did you not know that? Did you not know? And then we got angels Come on here, Jesus. Y'all, ask the Lord to show y'all the atmosphere here. You got angels that sit, that stand over here and way and flat at Corobo Siande. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. The atmosphere. So thick in here. One Sunday it was so thick in here. You could see the mist. So we got to remember prayer. We ain't just praying and we step out of it. I think I kind of blew her, Miss Glenda over here. I think I just messed her world all up. That's what God do. He mess your world up. He wows you. But as you go in prayer and you begin to solely seek, then your ears become open. Your heart becomes receptive. Sometimes I'm so sensitive, I'll be like, ooh, don't touch me. Because God is talking in me. But I'll start interpreting the language. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today, we got anybody that want prayer, that needs prayer, that needs to be released, we can pray and we can do that. I'm done. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
God bless you. Doors of the church is now open. We're extending an invitation to Christ. Doors of the church is now open. Amen. This is a time that you can come to Christ that we set aside in the service. Amen. Amen. I thank everyone for coming out. Thank everyone for worshiping with us, worshiping with the Lord. Amen. Thank God for Minister Katina, who God has given a very precious gift, the gift of prophecy, the gift of seeing things in the spiritual. So I thank God for her. I thank God for allowing us to be in the presence of a prophet. Amen. 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 Let us all stand as we get ready to dismiss from here, but go into the fellowship hall for more fellowship. in a different way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your minister, Father God, for bringing us the word on this morning. Father God, we pray that you will fill her up, Father God, and bless her continuously, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for each and every one that is here right now, Lord. We ask that you continue to lead us and guide us and have your way in our life. These and all blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus' name, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us fellowship together in the back. Let us fellowship together. Amen. So I just ask everyone to come in the back and be seated and let us fellowship together. Amen.